And at this time, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I'm sure you were very proud of the kids' effort last Friday.
Yep. I thought they showed a little bit of grit and were down 20-6 and come back, and they kept their composure and kept fighting. And I'm just proud of how they handled themselves.
Yeah, that kind of leads me right into my next question, Coach. I mean, you get down in the first half 20-6, and we've talked about kind of the youth of the team, but boy, it seemed like they maybe grew up a little bit on Friday with the way they kept their poise. I'm sure you were very proud of that.
Yep, I was really happy with that. They could have hung their heads. You know, they had a punt return and one long pass, and they could have hung their heads, but they just kept fighting and grinding, and I felt like we got better as the game went on, and they just matured a little bit, and we did some really good things.
We saw the quarterback rotation through the game against St. Paul, Zach Jackson, Dominic Novak, kind of sharing time behind center. Just talk about the preparation that these two guys have put forth to make this quarterback rotation work and the concentration it takes to be ready at a moment's notice.
Yeah, we give them both quite a few reps, and they each do things really well, and so we just try to gear that towards what they do well to help us be successful, and I thought they both handled it really well. So I just think they both did a really good job in the game, and we didn't lose any snaps, so which is really important when you're switching quarterbacks and your consistency with the center. So I thought that was really good too.
Coach, talk a little bit about your center. When you're changing quarterbacks like you did last week, I'm sure that there's a lot of preparation on him, too, to make that work.
Oh, yeah, the cadence, you know, you stick a different guy in there, then your cadence is different. If you go on set, how they say it right when they say set, where they put their hands. So it's just a lot of practice. We get a lot of reps. They do with the center, and it's just finding that consistency with them. And Drew's doing a really good job of picking that up and getting the ball to each one, because it's different for each one and how they get in position underneath the center. So it's been good.
I know that part of coaching is just kind of looking for and finding combinations that work. And last week you moved Kobe Wells out to an end. And he makes a touchdown catch, and I know did some really good things blocking for you as well at that end position. But in order to make that happen, you had to fill in for him on the offensive line. Just talk about the way guys stepped up to make that combination possible for you.
Yeah, we had the week before we had Brody playing a little end, and he blocked well, so I felt like maybe he was ready to. And he's usually a guard, so we moved him at guard, and we knew that Kobe could play the end and learn the offense really quick. He's been around football, you know, since he's a little kid, being my son. So he picked up the offense quick and did a really good job on his route running and made some big plays for us in the game. So both those guys did a really good job and just picking up their assignments and learning and continued to get better.
Defensively, Coach, only gave up 3 points in the second half. Were there some things that you saw in the first half that you adjusted to in the second half defensively, or really was it just a situation of executing better?
Really, it was just I felt like we just tackled better second half. You look at the first half, and we missed quite a few tackles. Could have got out of there with them not scoring either in that first half. We missed some tackles that gave them a touchdown. We missed that tackle on the long pass, and then we just missed a tackle on the punt return. So I think we just did a really good job executing and tackling, and tackling was probably the big thing.
Focus in practice this week, what have been the main things that you've been focusing in on?
Just ourselves getting better technique, offensive line and what we're going to see, and we do a lot of the technique drills every week, and there's some different things that Ord does that we've worked on. Ord does some things really well, so we've worked on that on our offensive line. And defensively, we've really worked on being disciplined, getting your eyes where they need to be. Ord does a good job stock blocking out on the edge. So that's a real focus with our corners and outside backers. They got to really get off the blocks and do a good job and not let them get the edge. So they're always good at that, and we know that, and that's something we continue to work on and practice, and it's been a real focus this week.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday against Ord.
All right, appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.